This is A Musician's Life. I'm Tracy Tannenbaum with Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova.
Strict Joy kind of came very naturally. We weren't trying to recreate the Once sound.
Once was more than a sound. It was a phenomenon. Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova recorded together previously under the name The Swell Season, but their relationship was sealed when they played musical soulmates in the hit movie. Once spawned a multi-platinum-selling soundtrack. It earned Hansard and Irglova an Oscar for the song Falling Slowly and A Taste of Stardom. Along the way, the pair fell in love. The romantic relationship is over, but the duo's musical chemistry continues with the album Strict Joy.
I know we're not where I promised you we'd be by now. But maybe it's a question of who'd want it anyhow.
A lot of writers have called the new album a breakup album.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a breakup album?
It is uncomfortable for us to talk about it, honestly, only because here we are in a band together, you know. And if it is a breakup album, what are we doing playing these songs together? So there is definitely a weird contradiction in that term. The songs are about relationships, but those relationships aren't always with yourself and your girlfriend. Oftentimes they're, most times actually, those relationships are with yourself. But it would be a lie to also say that some of these songs weren't written about myself and Mara. Of course they were.
I wanna sit you down and talk. I wanna pull back the veils and find out what it is I've done wrong.
Honestly, it's kind of uncomfortable to ask you about it, and
sure,
yet,
sure.
And it's not the whole album, but certainly it is a large part of it. And your relationship was kind of public. People knew about it. I think people rejoiced in it because they were rooting for you based on the movie. As kind of odd and confusing as that is, what kind of responses have you gotten from listeners?
Well, there's kind of almost a decision you just have to make. You know, and I find myself in a position where I'm like, oh God, you either just don't talk about this at all and you shut down and you say, you know what, it's nobody's business. You know, here's the music. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And on the other hand, I guess there is a sense of responsibility, because here's these two people that were in this film that people liked, and it was based on a relationship. And yes, that relationship did develop and we are in this position. But other than that, I really don't feel like it's anyone's business. I don't want to talk about myself. I don't want to get into that celebrity. Like, I don't like the idea that we're out on stage selling some relationship to people, because our relationship is precious to me and I don't want to turn that into a commodity. And in some ways, it kind of has become a little bit like that.
I don't see it that way, you know. It's funny because our relationship has been part of the whole thing since the beginning, you know. It's not like it suddenly popped up and I've been taken by surprise by people. I think what people were rooting for was the idea of love. Generally, I think people want to believe in a love of that intensity because it makes them feel like, you know, it might be waiting for them. So I think that's what people were rooting for, as opposed to it being necessarily a personal thing to me and Glenn. I don't live in some kind of a denial where I feel like I can go up on stage and sing songs that are about my life and kind of go, oh, I don't want to talk about that. For me, it's okay, you know?
Can you each give me a song on Strict Joy where you just love the way the two of you sound and work together?
Me and Glenn wrote the lyrics for the song Fantasy Man just on a plane journey once. I was working on an idea and Glenn helped me finish it, and I remember going home then and writing a melody to it and a guitar, and then seeing Glenn again after some time and playing it to him, and he sang a harmony on the chorus.
Fantasy man, you are always.
In that moment, the song was finished for me, you know. It was that last ingredient in a meal that made it perfect.
Well, I think for me, the song that where we connected, it was quite a subtle moment, I remember. It was in the middle of the recording. And I had this melody that I was playing around with, and it was just like, maybe I was born to hold you in these arms. And that's all I had. And myself and Mara sat at the piano, and she liked that phrase. And so we played around with it, and we sat there, and it was very fast. And about 2 hours later, we were recording the song version you hear on the record. So, you know, in a way to get, you know, without wanting to sort of turn our relationship into this big long-term thing, but I felt like the old magic had just kicked straight back in that moment.
Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova of The Swell Season. Their latest album is called Strict Joy. For A Musician's Life, I'm Tracy Tannenbaum.